Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, people. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 58. And if you don't know, and it's your first time listening to this podcast, my name is Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online transformation specialist and coach specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. I'm also an Amazon best-selling author. I've trained and helped hundreds of thousands of people all over the world completely change their bodies. But this specific podcast and my mission on this podcast is to help men who are struggling with their health, their fitness, their mindset. And we talk about workouts, we talk about nutrition, we talk about recovery strategies, and we talk about mindset and everything that we can do to become the best man we can for ourselves, for our families, and for the community around us. So thank you so much for joining me in this episode. I'm back, baby. I'm back. And this episode, we're going to talk about metabolism and the slowing metabolism that happens to people when you've reached like a plateau. You know, you've lost a lot of weight for whatever specific reason, and you feel like you've reached this plateau where you can't lose enough weight. You can't lose any more weight, or you're just, everything you do, all the things that you were doing before are just not working. And I wanted to bring attention to that because I've had a couple of people send me messages with that exact struggle. You know, they're like, Funk, man, you know, I was doing everything, eating healthy, working out, you know, all of the things that they were doing to help them lose weight before, but they hit a plateau. And this is about weight loss plateau. And we're going to talk about what happens and some of the mistakes that people make and the reasons why your metabolism slows down or you hit those plateaus or you find it frustrating to try to lose weight. You find it frustrating that everything that was working before all of a sudden halts and you want to know why, what's going on? Why isn't this working anymore? But first, if you are a man in your, I'm going to even say 30s, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s and beyond, and you're struggling with losing weight or burning belly fat or building muscle or finding a program to help you get healthy again, right? Because it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be struggling on a daily basis when you hit, you know, 40 or when you're in your late 30s. Like, you can still be in the best shape of your life, but you just need the right program. You need the right coaching. You need the right support. Someone who understands the struggles that you're going through. Someone who's created a program that's specifically designed for us guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, because we can't use the same workouts. We can't eat the same foods or jump on those fat or restrictive diets that you see out, you know, on the market. We can't do those things. Our bodies and our hormones are completely different. So you have to understand what our hormones are doing at this time and understand what our bodies are doing. And that's why I created the Over 40 Alpha Workout Nutrition Program specifically designed for men. When I started, it was for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, but we got guys in their 30s ripping it up, baby. So if you go to over40alpha.com, for $1, you can start this program. Over40alpha.com, it's got everything you need. Just go to that page. I'm not going to sit here and break it down. Follow along workouts, click play, and you're working out with me, nutrition and nutrition coaching. You have sleep strategies, mindset strategies, recovery strategies, yoga routines, ab and core. But the most important thing is weekly coaching. I do weekly coaching live every single week. We're on that call for like 2 hours. Hundreds of guys on Zoom every week. I coach and I answer questions. Plus, we have that Facebook support group, which is incredible, 2,000 strong and growing, because we got about 5,000 members plus. And you know, that place is amazing, because I even go in and we answer everyone's questions through video. So it's insane. You have everything you need, man. It's like me sitting there coaching you. These guys are getting incredible results. The proof is in the pudding. You know, when you go to these programs and you just see, oh, this guy was featured in here and this, you know, influencer or coach or trainer was here. It's not about who they are. It's about what their program and what results the programs garner. And this, my program, the Over 40 Alpha Workout Nutrition Program, the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, garners the best results on the planet for men over 40, day in and day out. So over40alpha.com. Also, I just want to highlight before we start, I'm a new supplement, because I do have a supplement company. I know you guys can't see it. If you're just listening to this, I have a new supplement. By the time you listen to this podcast, Sleep Shred will be on the market. This is one of my most powerful supplements, because as we know, if you want to build muscle, you got to get 6 to 9 hours sleep every night. If you want to lose weight, you got to get 6 to 9 hours sleep every night. If you want to increase your testosterone production, you have to include sleeping 6 to 9 hours. If you want to get your cortisol levels low, 6 to 9 hours. You want to get ripped abs, 6 to 9 hours sleep. If you want energy for the next day, 6 to 9 hours sleep. Guys, sleep is the most important thing. One of the most overlooked, easiest thing to, I shouldn't say it's the easiest thing to adjust, because, you know, specifically for me, with my own company, with my own business, sometimes it's hard for me to get 6 to 9 hours sleep. And, you know, I'm up late sometimes and in bed early, and sometimes, you know, my mind just continues to race on what I need to do the next day. So I created Sleep Shred, not only for a supplement to help with sleep, obviously, but also it is a fat burning supplement as well, because one of the best times to burn fat when your cortisol levels are low is while you sleep. So the ingredients in here are amazing. This is called Sleep Shred. I love it, man. So since I've been using this, six to seven hours every night, no problem. Getting leaner. Oh, you can't even see that. Getting leaner and more ripped every single night. Man, this is incredible. I'm telling you, this is going to be a game changer. 100% Sleep Shred. Go to funksupplementshop.com. That's funksupplementshop, one word, .com. Use discount code podcast10 to get an additional 10% discount on Sleep Shred, and it's all you. All right, so let's go. Let's get into it. Let's dig deep. Why? You've tried everything. You know, you've tried everything. You've lost weight, and one of the biggest struggles, like I said, that I even got the other day. Someone's like, "Hey, Funk, you know what? I've been you know, on and off of your program. I lost some good weight, but over the last 4 months, you know, not only have I still have this belly fat, but I have no energy anymore." You know, I don't feel like eating. You know, I'm just kind of slugging away, and I'm not sure what's happening. You know, what's going on? Why was I able to get results before, and all of a sudden I've hit this plateau, right? And you know, this happens for a lot of people. It happens for a lot of guys and women too, who you know, try different weight loss strategies. You know, try different weight loss strategies that don't focus on, you know, they don't focus on what's going on with your body. Okay. Right. Cause sometimes when you jump into a weight loss or fat burning journey, you don't use strategies that actually boost the hormones that you need. You're just basically focusing on calories in versus calories out. That's generally what happens, right? Because that's what a lot of fitness people, or I don't even want to say nutritionists, because I think I'm going to give nutritionists way more benefit of the doubt. They know that it's not calories in and calories out, because it's not just calories in versus calories out. It's not. There's way more to that than just calories in, calories out, because it's the type of calories, right? Like, you know, if I'm burning 2,000, let's say I'm burning 3,000 calories a day, and I'm eating 2,000 calories of McDonald's, right? The type of foods that I'm putting into my body is not going to, it's not going to support the hormones that I'm going to need to help burn fat, to help, you know, increase my metabolism, to help me keep me healthy, to help my cortisol levels and all the other things that insulin and all of the things that affect the hormones, which in turn affect weight loss and fat loss. It's not just calories in, calories out. At the beginning, it might have, absolutely at the beginning, it's going to work. At the very beginning, it's going to work. You're going to be able to lose some weight, but that's another thing we're going to get into a little bit later. But theoretically, you know, if the difference between your calorie intake, right, and calorie consumption is 9,000 calories a week, let's say that, you know, you're burning 4,000 calories every day and you're bringing in, you know, 2,000 or 2,500, you know, whatever over a 7-day period comes to a 9,000 calorie deficit, right? And a person should be losing, you know, 2.5 pounds per week. 1 gram of fat equals 9 calories, right? So if a 220-pound person reduces their calorie intake by 9,000 calories a week, you know, at the end, if they did that for 100 weeks, there'd be nothing left. There'd be nothing left, right? There'd be totally nothing left, because theoretically, if you look at the calories in versus calories out, if you continue, right, to continuously consume 9,000 calories less every week, week in and week out, and you know you're going to lose, that pretty much equals 2.2 pounds every week. You're going to lose 100 weeks later. You shouldn't be there. If the calories in, calories out was the key. Okay. So right there, if you look at it theoretically, it's not just calories in, calories out. Okay, you've got to step outside of that box and think about your body and the type of foods you're putting in your body. Because your body's main task is to ensure that you stay alive as long as possible, right? That's what your body wants. Your body's going to store energy so that it can conserve energy if it's not available. And when energy is available, it can use it. Okay. So as soon as you start eating less than, you know, you start eating less than our body's energy needs, right? You know, as soon as you start, you know, cutting back calories based on the energy that you're putting out, that sends a message to your body to say, hold on a minute, what's going on here, man? Carl is not giving us the calories we need, the energy that we need in order for our body to function. So we've got to go into a survival mode. We've got to slow everything down, because what's happening is, if we want to continue to live and Carl is not giving us the energy that we need through the consumption of the right foods, he's cutting calories, then we got to go into starvation mode. And starvation mode means survival mode. And survival and starvation mode means we've got to slow down our metabolism. And the longer you focus on that caloric restriction, instead of just eating the proper foods with the macronutrients that you need, of course, with the micronutrients you need, the longer the energy deficiency lasts, the slower your weight loss is going to be. And that's when you're going to hit what's called metabolic adaptation. Generally, your metabolism will completely slow down, and the body's going to take use of the long-lasting mechanisms that it has to stay alive and try to minimize the amount of energy that you expend. Okay, so does that make sense when I say that? So what happens when you continually deprive your body of the macronutrients it needs, the ones that are going to help produce energy, right? You're always, oh, I'm not eating this food or that food. you know, I heard I'm on this whatever diet it is, whatever yo-yo diet or fad diet or low carb or low fat or whatever diet that your whole goal is to focus on your caloric intake, right? What that happens is your body goes, okay, Carl, great. At first, we're gonna allow this to happen, right? We're gonna allow weight loss, because I'm gonna say more weight loss than fat loss, because the calories are gonna be based on weight a lot of the times as opposed to fat. Because also what happens to a lot of people who focus on calories in, calories out, is if they step on the scale, they're losing weight. But the type of weight they're losing is not what they want to lose. Because what you want to be losing is fat, not just weight. Because muscle is denser than fat. So muscle is going to weigh more. So your body's going to eat away at its muscle and eat away at your muscles first. If you're restricting your body from specific foods, from specific macronutrients, from calories, it's gonna feed into your body and feed into your muscles. So what's happening when you step on the scale is, oh, of course you're losing weight, because your muscle is gonna be denser. So yeah, it looks like you're losing weight, but then when you look down at your belly, you still have that fat. So it's like, wait a minute, I'm losing weight, I still have this fat. And then the longer you go on this caloric deficit or restrictive diet, what happens is your body goes, okay, now I'm in starvation mode. Now I'm like, okay, I gotta slow everything down, because I don't know when Carl's gonna eat again. I don't know when Carl's gonna give us what we need for our bodies to function. I don't know when Carl's gonna focus more on our hormones and what our hormones are doing, and our metabolism and our testosterone and all of the hormones that we need to help our body burn calories, burn fat, build muscle, you know, be healthy, do it all in a healthy way. I don't know what's gonna happen. So Carl, we're gonna slow everything down. We're gonna slow your metabolism down. We're gonna make sure that you're sluggish, you don't have any energy. That's what happens. So now a lot of times metabolic adaptation is not, like, I'm just using that word. I'm using metabolic adaptation as just something that is an umbrella for what happens when your metabolism slows down. But just because, so I'm just using that as that term, but no, a lot of times metabolic adaptation is diagnosed, where weight loss is not achieved, but sometimes it's actually not metabolic adaptation, if that makes sense. So I'm just using that as the umbrella of what generally happens. But some of the symptoms that you can see when your metabolism slows down. I'm going to switch gears and just say, when your metabolism slows down, these are some of the symptoms that you'll get. Like you'll have a decreased appetite or increased appetite. Okay. Because that's going to vary. Like if you've been depriving yourself of certain types of macronutrients and food, sometimes you're always like, I'm craving, but I can't. On the flip side, like, someone reached out to me and asked, he's like, hey, you know what, Funk, you know what? I don't like cooking. A, B, I just don't feel like cooking, or I don't feel like eating. Like, I generally don't even feel like eating. Right. That's your decreased appetite, because your body's used to you not giving it the foods it needs. So it adapts. Bodies are very smart. So it can go in either way. Right. Another thing is your decreased mood. Right. You're not interested in things like that. Everything that this guy was talking about, check mark. And all of the things I'm going to tell you about right now, literally like all of the things that he was talking about is what are some of the symptoms of metabolic adaptation. I thought it would be important for me to address it. Okay. I'm not a doctor either, but this is what I do, guys. Decreased mood and interest in things. Like he said, I'm just not, you know, I'm not interested in eating. I'm just kind of like, I get home and I'm sluggish, and, you know, he'll say like, I'll do the workout, I'll have a smoothie, and then, you know, I'm just kind of sitting around doing not much. That's his decreased mood and interest in things. Decreased libido, right? And that libido is not just, you know, the metabolic adaptation, but you're not giving your body in your hormones the male hormone, number one male hormone, the macronutrients and the micronutrients it needs to help production, right? So of course, decreased libido. That's sex drive, for those who don't know what libido means. Tiredness, sleepiness, decreased physical and mental performance, right? Decreased muscle strength. It's like, man, I'm getting weaker. Your bowel movements have slowed down. Your sleep time has decreased. You're more irritable. And of course, the biggest thing is your body fat literally shifts to the belly and your torso. Like, it's just, that's, you'll lose it everywhere else. And then the last place is just that belly. And you could even be skinny fat. You could be that skinny fat guy. And you're just like, I don't know. And then you got no muscle. You got no definition. You're just skinny fat. So, how do you determine what, so I just went through a few of the symptoms, so you can be like, oh yeah, that sounds like, yeah. So if you're like a guy going, hey man, you know what, you know, I've hit this weight loss plateau. I haven't been able to lose weight for the last 4 months or whatever. I lost 20 pounds at the very beginning, or I lost 30 pounds at the very beginning. I still got 20 more pounds to lose. I got to still lose this belly fat, and I'm not eating, you know, I'm eating less. I'm not eating carbs, funk. I'm not eating carbs, funk. I'm not eating, you know, fats, funk. I'm not eating those things. I'm eating healthy. I have salads a couple times a day. You know, I do your workouts. Why do I still have this belly fat? Well, some of the things that cause metabolic adaptation. So what I went through before were the symptoms, like some things that now these are things that kind of cause it, like people who yo-yo diet, like go from one diet to the other diet to the other diet to the other diet. That's a cause. People who've lost weight just by eating less without exercise. So there's a lot of people who don't exercise. They may go for walks here and there. A lot of guys who don't exercise, but they lose weight just by eating less. So that's the calories in, calories out. Men or women who avoid resistance training. So they don't do resistance training using dumbbells or resistance bands or what have you. And that, by the way, has increased during the pandemic, right? Because not everyone has access to dumbbells because a lot of gyms and fitness centers are closed. People who've lost weight the wrong way. The wrong way means by eating fewer carbs. And when I say carbs, I mean starchy carbs, complex starchy carbs, and protein. Because one accelerates your metabolism. That's the starchy carb. Let me repeat that. Starchy carbs accelerate your metabolism because it supports the thyroid hormone, which is responsible for your metabolism. Okay. And the other macronutrient retains muscle mass and helps you to retain muscle mass. That's protein. Plus, some people don't eat fats, healthy fats. And healthy fats have good cholesterol. And good cholesterol is the precursor, which means, well, I'm going to say it's a precursor to testosterone production. Precursor means in order for testosterone to produce, you need good cholesterol. And you get that from healthy fats. So when a lot of people try to lose weight, they get rid of the carbs. They just eat vegetables and fruits. I know that's under the carb umbrella, but they get rid of the starchy carbs. So they just eat vegetables, fruits, maybe oatmeal. They barely get protein in here or there. It's scattered, right? It's scattered. It's not like... Oh, it's not consistent. It's just scattered. And fats that never get. Like it's very rare people will actually focus on healthy fats. So what do you get? You get a slow metabolism. People who've lost weight very quickly, right? Guys who've lost weight quickly, but didn't understand how and why they lost that weight. Like didn't pay attention to what drove that weight loss, you know, the behaviors and the things that they were, the lifestyle that they had. That happens a lot. And of course, there's some illnesses, right? Hypothyroidism is a very bad condition. Of course, that's going to slow down, your thyroid, your metabolism, you know, eating disorders. People have eating disorders. Some medications that slow metabolism down, you know, beta blockers, those things like that. Of course, that does. But that's generally not who we're talking about, because if those are the reasons why, if it's some type of illness, then you already know why you've hit this plateau. You've already know why you've hit this plateau. And it's funny because there's a couple of studies that talked about people who were on, you know, that show, The Biggest Loser. I don't even know if it's on anymore, but you remember that show. I remember watching like the first couple of years, and then it was just like, it's the same, it was rinse and repeat. And then when I really dove into the fitness industry and I saw the way they were, the way they had them working out at such an extreme, they had them working out so extreme, and then like the nutrition was like then, and they would barely eat anything. So of course you're going to lose a ton of weight during that time. Right. But there were studies that showed that most of the contestants would increase their weight back. So their weight would bounce back 90 pounds, and the metabolisms would stay at that rate, like a very slow rate, slower than they'd had at the very beginning. So because of the speed of which they lose that weight, one, because of the extremes, right? They were doing extreme workouts where they're not sustainable. The type of workouts they're doing are not sustainable. You can't sustainably do those type of workouts for 12 months straight. And you can't eat the way they were eating for 12 months straight. Because when you stop, you're going to gain back that weight, and your metabolism is going to be damaged. So, and most traditional weight loss programs, they don't take that into consideration. They just want you to lose weight and then rinse and then move on to the next person, right? They just want you to get through get through the door, lose weight, buy my weight loss program, lose some weight, see you later. Not like, oh, I'm going to teach you a lifestyle that you can use focused on your hormones and who you are. Because I'm a 51-year-old male. I'm not going to be using keto. I'm not going to be doing paleo. I'm not going to be doing low carb, low fat. I'm not going to be doing the same diet, you know, South Beach diet or whatever that, you know, my wife's not doing that, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to be following the same diets, yo-yo diets, fad diets that are out there, because those diets don't focus on my hormones and what I need as I'm getting older, because some things are happening to my body. Hormones are changing with my body. So I need different nutrition, right? I need a different weight loss plan, workouts, nutrition, recovery, sleep, whatever that is. It's got to be something that's focused for me, or else it's just going to be this circle of frustration, and like, you know, why is this not working? And then stress and cortisol and stress. Right, the more cortisol you have, the more fat you have. If you're on a diet, if you're on the same diet that your wife or girlfriend's on, who's folk who needs her estrogen levels high, and your estrogen levels start to increase and your testosterone levels decrease, then you're gonna gain belly fat. That's exactly what happens when you have more estrogen, which is a female hormone, which you don't want. You have man boobs. Then you have belly fat. When your cortisol levels are high, you have belly fat. When your metabolism is slow, you have fat, right? And it's just, our goal is to ensure that we have a program that's designed for men our age, that focuses on a lifestyle that's sustainable, that focuses on our hormones and what's happening to our body. And that's focused on a lifestyle change, not a quick fix change. Because the guys who come into my program who want quick fixes go through the revolver. They come in, they try to get a quick fix. They don't even learn about what's happening. They just kind of like, they're in and out. I'm not going to worry about your nutrition. I'm just going to do the workouts, and I got nutrition. I'm good. I know exactly what I'm doing. Boom. They hit the wall. Then we don't hear from them. I don't hear from them for months. And all of a sudden, hey Funk, yeah, you know, I was in your program 6 months ago, and you know, I kind of like, I was doing the workouts, but I really didn't focus on nutrition, but now I'm ready now. Right? So it happens. But then there's the guys who come in, which is 90% of the guys, who are like, okay, everything that I know, I'm throwing out the door, and I'm going to trust the process of what Funk and the program and the other brothers in the program, the other over 40 alphas who continue to get results on a daily basis, who continue to change their lives, and who continue to adapt a lifestyle that's sustainable and easy and simple to follow. Because I'm going to go back to Carl, who says, you know, Funk, you know, I don't feel like eating. I don't like cooking. You know, I get the workouts done. I have a shake at lunch, and then I don't eat till breakfast. And then my breakfast. So really, he's only eating breakfast and a shake or a smoothie. So you're probably sitting there asking, okay, Funk, well, how do I turn this around? Because I'm looking at all the symptoms, and I have some of those symptoms. I'm looking at some of the things you said that caused metabolic adaptation. And yes, that was me. I was this, I was that, I did this, I did that. So what can I do? Perfect. Okay. I love that question. I love that. You're like, okay, listen, I want to take care of this man. Okay. Like let's put bygones be bygones. You understood what you did, because you got to understand how you got there in order to make sure you don't make the same mistake again. Because once again, I can tell you right now, hey man, your metabolism's slow. But if you don't know why your metabolism's slow, then you're just gonna, you know, how are you gonna know how to fix it? And how are you gonna know where not to go? Right? You know what I mean? Because sometimes people come in and they think they still know more than, sometimes people come into programs or start programs. I'm just gonna use my experience from my program because that's what I know. They come into the program and they still think that they know a few things, or they'll still listen to their wife, who has no clue about anything in regards to the male hormones, unless they're a nutritionist. And I always get, well, it's just true. It's not even, I'm just giving you the truth. How would your wife know about testosterone and all your hormones? She's focused on what her body's doing, but she just wants you to be healthy. So she's just going to go with whatever she knows from what she's reading on a women's health thing that the women's health site tells you to do. And then she's going to just say, okay, well, I'm going to give it to my husband, not realizing that, hey, some of that stuff is not good for me, because I've got to focus on things that focus on my hormones and my body. And then I have to understand why I'm doing things. So yes, you can 100% turn this around, 1,000,000%. And the reason why I know this, because A, I see it every day, but B, and more recently, I think I bring this up a lot, but my sister-in-law, who's, I love her dearly, she's absolutely incredible, had a completely slow metabolism, 50 plus years old. She's super fit, healthy, when I say super fit, like workouts all the time, like 6 days a week, workouts. But literally she couldn't lose weight, like literally nothing. All of the things that I talked about here, the dieting and calories in, calories out. Well, she always, you know, did worked out and stuff. So, but I realized what it was. I knew right from the get-go what it was, because just the way what she was doing literally showed that her metabolism was slowing down, which she wasn't eating, the frequency of working out. So we switched all that around. I literally put her on the same program as my guys, because it is the same concept, right? You're eating 3 meals a day. You're making sure that all the macronutrients and your balance plate's there. You're working out 4 times a week. You've got, you know, your recovery days in between. You're focusing on sleep, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now she's like half the person she was before in regards to like her fat loss and weight. Like obviously her weight went down, but she burned more fat. So she kept on to that muscle. It works. It takes time, but it works. So what can you do to undo your slow metabolism? Number one, you got to start eating. That's number one. You have to start eating. And as a man, I'm going to talk about the men here because this is the Over 40 Alpha podcast. So as a man, you got to start eating balanced plates, right? You've got to have every single time you eat, first of all, 3 times a day. That's all you need to eat is 3 times a day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Okay. Whatever you have to split that up, only 3 times, not this 4, 5, 6 time grazing bullshit. Okay. Cause your body can't digest the food enough. So you're just increasing your cortisol levels and putting more stress on your body because now your body's trying to digest something and now you're piling more food on and it's just stressing. And now your cortisol levels are high and your metabolism goes again into a state of like, what the hell's happening? I got to slow down so I can figure all this stuff out. 3 times a day, that's it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. But every single meal that you have needs to have a source of protein. Protein you need. We got to start with protein. Most people who do diets don't eat enough protein. So again, like, you know, the 1.5 to 2 grams a day. But you don't even need to weigh your protein or count, you know, just a serving and source of protein with every meal. So if you have a smoothie, right, you just want to get that scoop of whey protein powder, okay? And this is going to help you decrease, the fat-free weight, right? Like muscle atrophy, right? And slowing down metabolism of your muscle cells, because that also happens when you're not eating protein. Your muscle starts to atrophy and metabolism of your muscle cells start to slow down. And the more muscle you have, by the way, the faster your metabolism is going to be. So the more muscle you have, the faster your metabolic rate is going to be. So that protein is important to help with your muscles. Obviously, protein is the building blocks of your muscles and your bones and the metabolic processes that go on in the body. So we need a source of protein with every meal. The second thing you need is a source of starchy carb. Because if you've been on a low carbohydrate diet, buddy, you're killing yourself. Why? Because carbs support your thyroid. Thyroid is responsible. Your thyroid, this little thing here, is responsible for your metabolism. So if you're not eating carbs, you're not giving your thyroid what it needs. And it's got to be the right carbs though, right? Starchy, complex carbs, rice, and not brown rice, because brown rice is estrogenic and we don't want estrogen. So yes, brown rice is healthy, but not healthy for us guys. It's healthy for women and other younger people, but not us, because we have to protect our testosterone. So having brown rice over and over again is making you estrogenic, which is causing belly fat storage, and it's causing your testosterone not to produce. So white rice, jasmine rice, basmati rice, black rice. I just had some yesterday. Delicious. Quinoa, steel cut oats, yams, sweet potato. Like it's not a large chunk of starchy carbs, but that's what you can eat. Good, solid, starchy carb. It's complex. So keep it healthy so your insulin doesn't spike. But you need it, because we need it for energy. We need it for muscle building. And we need it for our metabolism, 100%. So every meal has to have a source of starchy carb. Once again, you don't have to count. Just put a source, just put a serving of a starchy carb on your plate or in your smoothie, which usually is steel cut oats or oatmeal. Usually I put steel cut oats. So that's the base of every smoothie, because I got to have carbs. I got to feed my thyroid. I've got to get my metabolism going. I need energy. I need brain health. Number three, you need a source of healthy fats. So healthy fats meaning avocado, cashews, Brazil nuts, olive oil, MCT oil, grass-fed butter, ghee, with every meal that you eat. 1,000,000%. Every meal has to have a source of healthy fats. Why? Because healthy fats contain cholesterol. What does cholesterol do, guys? What's good cholesterol do, guys? It's the precursor to testosterone production. In order to, for testosterone to start production, it needs an ignition. The ignition is healthy, good cholesterol. And finally, after you have those main macros, you want to add the micronutrients. Those are going to come from vegetables and fruits, your micronutrients, which are vitamins and minerals that, again, are going to support your hormones, going to support testosterone production, going to help antioxidants, going to give fiber, going to give you all the things that you need. So every plate has a quadrant, or your smoothie has four main sources of food in there. One, your starchy carb. Complex, though. Stay away from pasta. Number two, protein. Animal protein's the best. Number three, healthy fats. Get those avocados going. And number four, vegetables and fruits. Tons. Fruits usually in the morning. You put in your smoothie or into your steel-cut oatmeal. But vegetables, lots. Greens, cruciferous, lots. So that's number one. Number one is you got to start eating. Three meals a day, that's it. But fill that plate, man. And I will teach you that in the over40alpha.com program. I'll teach you that. God, listen, 90% of the men who come into my program, they're not cooks. They're not chefs. They don't know how to cook. Their wives may have cooked. They barely cooked. They order out. They were eating crap. Now it's simple. It's the biggest thing that they say about nutrition. It's, man, this is such a simple lifestyle. It's so easy to follow. It's just putting stuff on your plate and trying to keep everything like simple. Like choose what, if you're going to the grocery store, choose your three go-to carbs you're going to eat that week. Choose your three, you know, go-to proteins. Choose your two or three go-to fats. Of course, vegetables and fruits are always out there, but you know when you're going now if you've got a list of just the small things that you need for that week that you're going to cook and meal prep, then you just go to the grocery store, you grab it, and you come home, then you cook it and you meal prep, and everything is ready. So now you've meal prepped everything, you can go on your day with your work or what have you, and you know that every single meal you have the foods that are gonna fill that balance plate. Okay, number two is you got to start using metabolic resistance training, right? Metabolic resistance training is like HIIT training, high intensity training. You know, you're moving from one exercise to the other, one after the other for a specific time. I usually use time. So you may do like, you know, 40 seconds of floor chest presses followed by a 20 second rest. And you go to the next exercise, 40 seconds of, you know, goblet squats. Rest for 20 seconds, and the next exercise is 40 seconds of bent over rows, alternating bent over rows with a dumbbell. Rest for 20 seconds. Next exercise, 40 seconds of bicep curl. You know what I mean? Like, and then of course you want to use more compound movements. You want to use more multi-joint movements, and you only need to work out for 30 minutes or less. That's it. Because the longer you're doing your workouts over and over again, your cortisol level, like after 40 minutes, like if you're working out every day for 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, your cortisol levels are through the roof. Cortisol blocks your testosterone production and it's a stress hormone too. We need a little bit of it, but only in the mornings and during like the fight or flight, or when we really need to focus on something, or even during our workouts, but at specific times. But when you have too much cortisol, too much stress, that causes belly fat storage. That slows your metabolism down. That's a stress that your body doesn't need or want. So three times a week, 30 minutes, you're good. Three to four times. All right. Three to four times. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You got to take those days off. You need those recovery days for your body to recover. But metabolic resistance training, that type of training that I just talked about, not only are you going to start to build more muscle and start to strengthen your bones and strengthen your body, but you're also going to burn calories, not just calories during, but it's the calories after, because there's something called EPOC, the afterburn effect, which not only allows you to burn calories during, but it allows you to burn calories up to 24 to 36 hours after you're done. So a lot of guys after my workouts, 2 hours later, they're posting something in the group going, "Hey man, I'm still sweating from a 25 minute workout." Yeah, because your metabolism is pumping away, my brother. Then there's other guys who are new to the program going, hey, I'm looking at this workout I just finished. I only burned like 200, 300 calories, and I'm used to burning 700 calories. Okay, well, after you burn the 700 calories, because your workouts are so long, you're not burning anything after, because the intensity of the workouts aren't there. Here, the intensity is there, and then the way the workout's set up is you're now going to continue to burn calories. Like when I wake up in the morning, I'm already burned 200, 300, 400 calories. I'm burning calories while I'm sleeping. So it's a smart type of training, right? It's the consistent type of training. It's the sustainability of the training that's going to continue to help keep your metabolism going. Metabolic resistance training. Number three, sleep, sleep, sleep. If you're listening, if you're watching this right now, I'm putting my sleep shred right in front of the camera. If you're listening right now, my sleep shred is in front of the camera. It's a natural sleep aid that helps you also burn calories at night. It's insane, baby. This is amazing. I love it. But you got to get the 6 to 9 hours sleep. You got to get that in order. You know, that's going to be key to keeping cortisol levels low, keeping your testosterone levels going, helping you to preserve that energy that you're going to need and recover from workouts, keep stress down. So sleep is key. It's got to be number one priority. Also, you got to be drinking a gallon of water a day, at least all throughout the day. Day, morning, mid-morning, lunch, midday, mid-afternoon, dinner, before you go to bed, when you wake up in the middle of the night to go pee. You got to stay hydrated. Dehydration of your body causes your body to go into survival and survival mode. Shuts everything down, slows everything down. I'm dehydrated. God, if I don't have enough water, I'm dehydrated. I got to slow everything down. My stress levels go up. Cortisol goes up. Metabolism goes down. I'm not feeding my testosterone hormone as well, which testosterone, the more testosterone you have, the more fat you're going to burn. Okay. So you got to, hydration is so important. Hydration from water, not from sugar, juices and coffee and tea. No, from water. You also gotta try, because one of the other things with my sister-in-law, she was working at a place where she sat all the time. So now she's working where she's active. So if you can, this is not like, oh, well, then I'm doomed because I sit in front of a computer all day. Well, I sit in front of a computer most of the day. Right, running these two companies. So a lot of times I'm in front of the computer. But if you can increase your daily activity outside of your workouts, that's great. You know, reducing stress. And of course, using healthy supplements, right? Your multivitamins, your omega-3s, your vitamin D's, your sleep shreds, just your general probiotics. Whey proteins, just your general healthy dietary supplements to help, fill the holes of some of the minerals and vitamins that you may not be getting from the shitty foods that are out there. And finally, you just got to be patient, right? You got to follow a program and enjoy the journey. Enjoy the change. Fixing your metabolism is similar to a process like reversal of any lifestyle disease. Like when I had crypto organizing pneumonia, when I couldn't breathe and I was on my deathbed, literally on the deathbed, and then they gave me prednisone to take for 6 months. During that 6 months of taking prednisone, which kills your testosterone and kills you, it's catabolic, so it kills everything. I lost one of my ab muscles, completely lost it. I still followed my program and still was diligent. And I only was on prednisone for 6 months before my lungs cleared up, but the doctor couldn't believe, because my lungs, I was literally ready to die. The doctor was like, what the hell? And 3 months later, my testosterone like tripled naturally because I was doing all of these things. But during that process, I really enjoyed even though it was difficult, I also enjoyed the process of continuing to learn and seeing the changes, right? Like my sister, the reason why I just bring her up all the time is because I'm the closest to what was going on in her life. Cause I see her more often than the guys in my brotherhood. I don't actually see what's going on in their lives. I see them every week on our calls and I see them in the Facebook group, but I don't like, I saw what was going on. Like every week she's like, I lost another 2 pounds. I lost another 5. I lost 3. I lost 4. And then seeing her, it's like, Jesus, you look like you're 50 pounds lighter. Right, because of the where she's losing the weight and how she's preserving muscle, it's incredible. So she enjoyed the journey. She's learned the journey and enjoyed what was happening and saw the small changes that now it's just like now when she sees people who haven't seen her, and they can't even believe it's her. You know how people will think, oh, something's wrong. She's sick. No, she's as healthy as ever. So. And listen, just if you're going, okay, Funk, you know what? I'm ready, buddy. I'm ready. I want what you got. I want over40alpha.com. I've been spinning my wheels. You're absolutely right. I was doing this diet plan that my girlfriend or my wife put me on, and I wasn't eating carbs because I heard that carbs aren't good, and I probably wasn't eating any fats, and I didn't realize that my testosterone is probably low because I haven't got it checked. And yeah, I did, I lost some weight, but I got this belly and I just can't get rid of this belly funk. I'll do workouts no problem, you know, but I just can't get rid of this belly. But I'm ready now, Funk. I'm ready. What do you got for me? I want to tell you something. You're going to go to over40alpha.com. You're going to pay $1 and you're going to start your journey. But you need to understand that this is a process that takes time. You're not going to get results in the first couple of weeks. You're not going to get the big results. Let me rephrase that. You're not going to get the big results. And in fact, sometimes your weight will likely increase at the very beginning, the first week, because your body's like, oh, what the hell's happening here? Your body's wants to conserve all the fluids and the nutrients that you're giving it, right? So what happens is at the very beginning, you may even gain a pound, but that's just your body trying to adjust to, like, if you haven't been eating and all of a sudden you put more food, of course your body's going to be like, what's happening? If you haven't been drinking enough water and you're putting more fluids in, of course your body's going to want to conserve it. But after that week, at the end of the second week, it'd be like, oh, okay, okay. And then the third week, and so on and so forth. You got to give it 90 days. You got to give it at least 90 days. Stick to it for 90 days. 90 days to 6 months. I mean, in my program, you can go monthly, or you can do 6 months, or you can do 1 year. The guys who do 6 months, the guys who do 30 days lose 20 pounds. But you know, 90 days, if you want to really turn this thing around, it's 90 days. And if you want to get the six pack abs, it's probably 6 months if you stick to it, because I see it all the time. But if you think you've hit a plateau and you're not losing the lower belly fat, you're not losing weight, you want to revive your metabolism, you want to increase your energy, you want to get healthy, then over40alpha.com, go there. Or reach out to me, man. Reach out to the Funkster. I'm always open to getting on a quick little video and answering some questions. But yeah, man. Yeah, just that's all I can say. Over40alpha.com. I'm done for words. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. There's a lot of science behind what I'm talking about too. There's a lot of research and science behind what I'm talking about. I wrote a little article about this as well, but I love being here with you guys, and you know, rest assured there'll be more podcast episodes on a weekly basis. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. For those of you who are in the Brotherhood, If you're looking at this right now, our Brotherhood signs up. For those of you in the Spartan Academy, if you're looking at this right now, the Spartan Academy signs up. And if you are just listening to this and you're new, go to over40alpha.com. I'm telling you right now, it'll change your life. It'll absolutely change your life. Or do one better. Go to over40alpha.com/proof. Proof. P-R-O-O-F. I sound like I said poof. Proof. Over40alpha.com/proof. Because then you're going to see hundreds and hundreds of men who have completely transformed their lives. Not just bodies, it's lives. It's no more stress. It's no more prescription. It's no more prescription pills. It's no more stress. It's more energy. It's better libido, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. Anyways, I'm Funk Roberts from over40alpha.com. I'll see you in the next podcast. Or I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.